Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the Morning Crew's footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
He's in the house. Buddha Hocking, good morning. Welcome to round 16 of AFL Giddy Up.
Good morning to both of you.
Hello. Good morning. Can we start by congratulating you on having your tracksuit pants on the right way?
Thank you. And my high-vis top yesterday was inside out when I went and pumped a few tyres up. I got home and I'm thinking I'll get ready for work when I had my work top on. But it was inside out. You goose, Gary.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure what's going on.
We'll
this
send
way.
You back to getting dressed school. That's the first thing we'll do. All right, round 16, we're up to high-low. Let's go.
Straight into it, shall we? Thursday tonight, Brisbane v the Bulldogs at the Gabba. I love it. Another 4 or 5 days of footy. Bang.
Yep.
Yeah, Thursday night footy. Disappointing the Lions last week, but it's a chance to set the tone, I reckon. They failed the test last week against the D's. And the Dogs were great, so last Friday night. Libba is the key here, I reckon. Libba's the one that's not getting a lot of credit. It always goes to the Bont or McRae or Norton, but Libba is doing some amazing things around the footy and driving the ball forward. So the Dogs won their last two meetings against Brisbane too when I did some research, and I don't do much of that, but I'm tipping Brisbane after all that.
All righty. Right. End of the week, we're all tired, we're in our pyjamas on the couch. It's Carlton v St Kilda at Marvel.
Well, the Saints have dropped to 10th, Millie, so and very, very quickly. So they're looking down the barrel here with a possibility of losing 4 in a row. So if you're going to get that pen and go Carlton, St Kilda, Carlton, St Kilda, tip Carlton, I think St Kilda will lose this one.
So just a question for you, without notice. Team's lost 3 in a row, you've got a team full of fellas. How do you keep everybody's spirits up to go out and win another one as you're going towards finals and they've lost 3 in a row? Is that a hard thing to do?
Well, they were in the 8, so they would have been nice and cruisy. And Brett Ratton's looking at signing another extension on his contract. So what you've got to be able to do now is just have a really short, narrow focus. Don't look externally, look internally. Just look for this week. And Carlton are a good side, but you just got to get your stuff going and you've got to get it going quickly because we're at round 16 and things can change very, very quickly like we've seen St Kilda. So really short, narrow focus and rip in and play.
Rip in and play. Good advice.
Essendon, Sydney, 1:45 at the G, Saturday Arvo.
Tipping the Swans.
All right. Adelaide, Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm tipping Melbourne. I can't see Adelaide winning this one, and Melbourne got they found themselves last week, Millie.
They did. Who? Melbourne found themselves.
Melbourne found themselves. So this will be a bit of a walk in the park, and there's some nice parks around Adelaide there that you can actually just walk around and have a look at. So they might even just see a couple of North Melbourne players on the way through, kick a couple of snags, get on the plane, 4 points, thanks very much. A good win to the D's.
Get some Hague's chocolate and come home. Just want to ask you about Lever and May. I hear a lot about Lever. I thought it was an accounting firm for a minute. But are they Melbourne, Lever and May?
They are the two key pillars that stop the ball from coming in and mark everything that comes their way. So Lever is an ex-Adelaide boy and May's been from the Gold Coast. So Melbourne lucky to have those two fantastic players.
Nice.
And Max Gorney was out last week, wasn't he? He's back this week.
He was gone.
All right. Enough said. Cat great Buddha Hocking.
All righty. Now, where are we going? We're going to the Gold Coast and Collingwood at Metricon on Saturday night footy. Collingwood, get behind it.
Nice.
Yeah, good game. Yeah. You just get up, Millie, like, oh, yeah, all right. get up and about. This is going to be a really good game.
I love it.
Your team.
This is
the Gold Coast Suns versus the Brat Club.
I know. They've had a bit of a tough week. How hard is it to put all of that out of your mind and play footy when the club's sort of had a hard week?
I think you do. Once the siren goes, once you get off the bus, you get to the ground, I think everything changes. You lock in, you zone in, you focus in, all those sort of words. Degoe might be back. He trained during the week. He looked up and about. So that's good news. We're waiting to see when the team comes out there. There's lots to like about the Suns. Yeah. I really hope that they can play finals. They're certainly heading that way. They need a few more wins. But and I'm actually going to go against you, Millie. I'm going to tip the Suns up there because it can get quite dewy and a contested game, and that'll really suit the Suns, so I'm going to go with the Gold Coast Suns. Sorry.
Was that a Stuart Dew pun I just heard?
Maybe. It's hard to tell with Dewey. Water, isn't it?
It's going to get real Dewy if Stuart Dew's there too. I like that, Millie.
Yeah.
He's a hard book to read.
He is a hard book. And look, it's not easy to pick that game either because, you know, Collingwood might win, although Isaac Chug's a good little in for them. He's from Tassie.
Right.
Number two.
He's chugging along nicely.
He is. He's got Tony Francis's number. Anyway, go on.
Don't bait him, Mill.
I won't bait him. Let's keep focusing.
Let's go to Sunday at the G, Richmond v West Coast.
What's your thoughts, Mark? It's your team.
Mighty Tides, mate. Of course they're in. I'm tipping them blindly every week. So we're in. We're done. We're on. Dion Presti, you're out, but that's okay. I'm hoping Sydney Stack will come in from the seconds.
Nice. Absolutely.
The reserves did play really well. They got back and beat Geelong VFL, but it's more about their AFL side. But, look, fairly even match, I think. The Eagles have got a few stars back into the team. They were really good against the Bombers last week. Richmond, we know, disappointed against that Cats loss. Mm. It was only marginal. And the Tigers, without Prestia, I still think they can win and they'll defeat the Eagles.
Richmond it is. All right, GWS and Hawthorn, Sunday afternoon at 3:20.
I'll be painting the pickets at the front on this one, the front of the fence. I'll go with the GWS Giants.
All righty.
Frio and Port over there.
Yeah, this is a real danger game for Frio, and we know Frio are travelling nicely, but if you bring a contested-style game like finals in a few weeks' time, they tend to just sort of like not rock up and go missing. So J-Lo, Justin Longmuir, has to get stuff sorted out because Port are building. They're only just outside the eight. They need a couple of wins to get in there. So this is a real danger one. And we need to see more from Frio. And if it's going to be tough, tight, contested, wet, they have to get the job done. But in saying that, I'm going to tip Port, who are in really good form.
Going for the stink there. All right, let's double back to Saturday.
Yeah, 7:25 at GM HBA Stadium. So this is going to be a pretty good game. Like, all the tickets are sold out, which is great for Geelong people and Geelong fans and the community. That it's going to be a lot of cars and you won't be able to get a car park and all that sort of stuff around. You won't even be able to get a car park to go swimming.
No, well, I don't swim much at night, but I would, if it was open, I would. Now, what's going to happen in this game?
Well, Stewart's out. That's the big one. He's copped 4 weeks. I think Jack Henry, who played forward last week, he'll go back and replace him. Danger's still on the fringes or the fringe. I don't think you can have fringes, can you? But it's still on the fringe. But Tui in this game last time was a really good player. He had 32. Jeremy Cameron, he kicked 6 goals, 3. So we'd expect him to sort of be high in the goal-kicking area again. Look, last game was in Tassie, 60 points. I don't think you need to risk Dangerfield in this game. So I think the Cats should be able to win this one quite convincingly.